Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to feel the instant relief of connecting with your intuition and your insight. And then you can be your own expert. Shift happens every Wednesday morning. At 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time and 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so what I am sharing is cutting-edge information from the vector, basically, through visionaries, speakers, writers, energy movers that I've met along my travels, sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery. And as an emissary of the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramy. I've been studying with these men and also with Herman Mueller, who is a psychosomatic body-mind expert, and a lot of that body energy is coming in right now on the planet of wanting to be in a place where where your body is, your physical potential is here so that you can handle this earth right now at this time. And so that's a really strong triad, and it's just coming up right now just to say that for everybody. Body, mind, spirit, really strong and centered and stable and balanced, and so that you're always in a place where you can ride that potential. And my guest today is here to empower you to awaken to your power of the feminine soul through keys from the Magdalene Path. Claire Sierra is the author of the book, The Magdalene Path, Awaken the Powers of Your Feminine Soul, in which she shares her inspiring spiritual connection with Mary Magdalene, who is a luminous and controversial icon. Claire is also a true purpose master coach, an ordained minister, and expressive arts therapist for more than 22 years, which I find hard to believe because you're so young looking.
But
she has empowered thousands of women to step into a new direction in their lives through hundreds of workshops and private sessions around the USA. And Claire is the chief creative officer of blissbreakthrough.com, offering in-person virtual retreats and seminars. As a visionary mixed media artist, Claire has exhibited and she sold art throughout the USA. Hello, Claire. Welcome to The Truth is Funny.
Thank you so much, Colette. I'm so excited to be here talking to you and to your audience today.
I'm excited to have you here. When I prepare for these radio shows, and I'm getting kind of into the energy of the listeners and the energy of the guest that's coming on the show, I could feel you for about 3 days here. And very sweet, very beautiful energy. And I thought it was really, really beautiful that we are, we just had the new moon. And yes. I was just saying before we came on the radio here that I was just out at, there's a fellow here in Kelowna that built a pyramid after the specifics of Giza, and it's a winery, and he actually ages organic wine in that pyramid. And every new moon, he's been having divine feminine sacred ceremonies where women gather from around the area here, and he provides us with a beautiful meal and this wonderful space to all get together and be in this goddess energy. And so I just feel like it's like I was just there on the 3rd, and I feel for the solar eclipse and the new moon in Scorpio, and it just feels like the energy has been building for you to come on the show since.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
You know, and I know, like, you talk about Mary Magdalene, and I'm so interested in this subject. So many women, so many people are feeling this right now. And what do you mean when you say that, you know, you've got this, that you had this information presented to you through a divine download?
Well, what happened is I was working as a therapist and a coach for many, many years, and I've been very interested in journaling as a way to process my feelings. And I had really come to see that I could connect in to a deeper or higher form of wisdom when I would do that. And yet at the same time, I didn't totally trust it. And then I did a training with a fellow named Tim Kelly, the True Purpose Process, which is a life purpose process that guides people to connect with their own purpose by connecting in with their own deeper wisdom, their own divine guidance. And it was through that process that I started making a stronger connection to my own guidance. And then I started getting messages that I was to write a book about the awakening of the divine feminine, that I was supposed to focus on the awakening of the divine feminine in my work, which was certainly not a total 180 degree shift of direction, but it was not the point that I was seeing myself headed towards. So I was, you know, I was heeding that, listening to that and going, well, that's interesting. Okay. And then I came to have an experience while I was in a deep meditation in an acupuncture session and just relaxing and allowing the acupuncture meridians, you know, the energy to move through me and open up. And I had an experience where I felt and saw in my mind's eye Mary Magdalene come to me and ask me to write this book. And I quickly, when I got up from my session, wrote notes of what she had said to me. And then I went home and you know, wrote some more. And so the divine downloads are the communication that she shared with me in meditation. I would meditate and open up and invite her to come and speak with me. Basically, I would ask her questions, or sometimes she would come in and she would just download. She would just have, today we're going to talk about this. And I would just type. It was like I was taking dictation.
Wow, that is so cool. And, you know, I talk about this quite a bit, you know, on this show and, you know, when I'm speaking, is that the reason why that's possible for us to connect on that level is because I call it HSN, or, you know, instead of MSN, the Higher Self Network.
Yes, yes.
We're always connected and we're always in communication. And, you know, so if people become more intuitive and they go to their center and really strengthen that for themselves, then quite often, you know, people will have experiences where they have information that's presented to them that could be very beneficial for the planet. And in this case, very beneficial, not just for the planet, but for, you know, the divine feminine, the energy that's coming throughout the entire universe. And so when we come back, we're going to talk some more with Claire about this. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. And we're going to take just a quick intermission. And when we return, Claire is going to tell us more about how she came to write, you know, her book, and tell us, you know, telling us more about who Mary Magdalene is, and how is it that Mary Magdalene came forward, and what was the information that she asked Claire to share so that she could make some shift happen.
Yeah.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure. a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
I want to go to bed with arms around me. Hey, we are back on The Truth Is Funny from God's Country, gorgeous Kelowna, BC, with Colette Stephan. And this is my guest today is Claire Sierra, who is here to share with us compelling insights and methods to bring the divine feminine into our lives. So if you want to be treated like a goddess, act like one.
Absolutely.
So, Claire, help us out with that. How do we act like a goddess and give us more information here?
Wow. We could talk for a long time about that. But and actually, the book goes into that in quite a lot of detail. With tools and tips and practices, as well as perspectives and insights. So it's not just about these are great ideas, but what are some things that we can actually do? And what I came to discover through the process of receiving this material from Mary Magdalene, hundreds and hundreds of pages, is that the core message really came through that women are divine and men are divine too. But my book is particularly focused towards women and the awakening of the divine feminine. And so women, what I discovered is that there's a really deep shift rift that happened in the psyche of women thousands of years ago and perpetuated for many hundreds of years since, up until recently, and even in some places still, where women were taught that they were not made in the image and likeness of God, that women didn't have souls, that women were sinners, that our bodies were dirty, that our sexuality was offensive, all kinds of different things like that. And that really made a deep psychological impact. And it also made on an inward level, and it also made an impact on an outer level, because with those messages going forth, then all kinds of atrocities could be perpetrated against women as an inferior half of the species, which has always seemed somewhat absurd to me. I mean, women are the people who are actually birthing the children into the world. I mean, it's obviously a pretty amazing and miraculous process.
Yeah, people come out of people. That's, you know, people forget what a miracle that is.
Exactly. It totally is. It totally is. And why we're not treating the people who are midwifing that process through their own body, you know, is sort of mind-boggling to me. So the process of awakening the divine feminine is really about connecting to the core aspect of divinity that we have within ourselves. And this is true for men as well as women. And I started calling that feminine soul because I felt like the word divine feminine, while it's very beautiful and a lot of people are using that term, and I myself even use that term, but it feels somewhat esoteric and abstract. It feels kind of like some she that's out there. And I really wanted women to start to get that our own divinity is something that we embody, that we bring in through our bodies, that we bring in into our lives, into our day-to-day. It's not something that we wait for when we go on retreat or when we go to some special weekend workshop or things like that. Those things are great. I'm not saying not to do those things, but we need to find ways to embrace and embody our own divinity on a daily basis.
Absolutely, because if you're standing in that power as a woman and you know, in that sacred way, what happens is it empowers everybody around the world. And when you think about for a lot of women, you know, throughout the ages, there's been, you know, it's been that women have been kind of, as you said, suppressed in many ways. And so this energy that's coming in, why is this ancient history so important to us now on this planet? Like, what is Mary Magdalene telling you about that?
It's a great question. And it was really when I started receiving the information for the book, it was one of the questions that I had myself, because I felt like, okay, so there was a misunderstanding or misinformation or disinformation about Mary Magdalene that was given to us. And there are other books that are writing about this as well. Margaret Starbird's work is about that. The Da Vinci Code popularized her work, and, you know, it touches on that. And Kathleen McGowan writes about it in her historical fiction work and so forth. But I was really pondering this because I couldn't see how something that's 2,000 years old would make, why was that going to make so much difference? But what I came to learn is a couple things. One is Christianity is really the dominant paradigm in the West. And when we have a misunderstanding about the true roles of the people that were involved and the true practices of the people that were involved in that, then you know, then everything that sort of ripple effects out from there is out of alignment. And that when we lost Mary Magdalene as the priestess and healer and leader that she was, and she was a leader, she was named the apostle to the apostles in the Gospel of Philip and in other gospels as well. When we lost her as this leader, we really lost her story, and we lost all the stories of other women that were in the Bible that were also leaders and disseminators of this great wisdom that was happening at that time.
And for a lot of women, this is like something that I've noticed, because I read something about this, about most movies, even today, most television shows, with the women in a television show, there's quite often there's only one woman in a movie, and that's like a main character, and generally she doesn't talk with other women, so you know, like in educated conversation to mm-hmm. figure things out, unless it's about a man. And yeah. When I was told this, I was you know, I started paying more attention to that, and and a lot of people, you know, if I've pointed this out, they say, whoa, it's really interesting, because in this day and age, that's kind of where we still are. And I, you know, for all men and women, we all have masculine and feminine qualities to us.
Yes.
We're all, you know, we're a reflection of both of the masculine and the feminine. But when, you know, when you're in a feminine body, you may as well use it to the best of your ability and, you know, bring this, this special energy forward. And so, you know, my dad, he was an entrepreneur, and he used to always say, you know, shift or get off the pot.
And, oh, nice.
And he, you know, he, you know, like would always, you know, and so I've kind of used that as a question to ask here. How can women shift into this energy? Like, we don't have a lot of time before the upcoming break, but we'll talk about this and we'll continue with it after. Is that, what can women do today to embody this and to bring this forward? And what would you suggest, that they do to reclaim their feminine soul energy?
Well, the first piece is really what you brought up, which is the awareness. Just starting to have that awareness is really huge. And, you know, I myself have noticed that just over the weekend. I was watching The Hobbit and loved it. It was a great movie. And then I came to realize, wow, there was one female character and she was like sort of a dreamy, far off goddess, you know, goddess queen. And she appeared shortly and she had a, you know, powerful role, but she wasn't really, she was not really part of the story in a sense. And that women, as much liberation and equality as we feel like we have in Western culture, we're still way underrepresented in terms of politics and government and you know, high levels of business and things like that. 57% of college graduates are women, and 12% of high roles in government and corporations are women. So there's really an imbalance there. And so I think awareness is the first piece. Just even having the thought, I'm a divine being. How do I start to live my divinity into my life? How do I live my life like a prayer? And how do I bring my blessing to the world? That starts to work through us. You know, that starts to work through us in a very potent and powerful way. And then, and then the other piece that I think that's very important is to just start to develop practices in your life that feed and support and nurture your feminine essence. And at first, that might just take some time to even discover what that could be. It might just take some time to explore.
Awesome. You know, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. When I was very, very shy. I was bullied when I was in school, and so I was really afraid to speak in public. And when Dr. Ewan gave me permission to share his information, I was like, well, I guess I better figure out how to speak in public. And one of the things that I did is I started belly dancing. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing burlesque, and I always tell women, if you're going to put lotion on, don't just slap it on your body. Uh-huh. You know, put it on, you know, smooth it on. Like, mm-hmm. You know, honor your body, honor the beauty of the feminine body. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. But before we go to break, can you just share your contact information with our listeners? I want to make sure that they have it.
Absolutely. They can reach me at Claire at Bliss Breakthrough, BLISSBREAKTHROUGH.com. And if they want to learn more about the book, they can go to MagdalenePath.com, MagdalenePath.com.
Cool. And so, and you've generously, have a gift for our listeners. If they want, can you just tell them how to access that?
Absolutely. If they go to MagdalenePath.com, they can download a free chapter of the book, and the feedback I've been getting has been phenomenal. I mean, so many people have been telling me that they can't put it down. It's a
awesome,
which is beautiful. And if they go to Bliss, my website at blissbreakthrough.com, there are also some free goodies there as well, a guided meditation and a free report.
Oh, thank you so much, Claire. This is Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back and make some more shift happen.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan, and I have the delightful Claire Sierra on our show today. She is here to inspire you to ride the wave of the divine feminine. And so I know, Claire, that you're really passionate about global transformation. So how does that fit into your work? And, like, you know, for yourself, you know, when was it that you decided that you were going to shift and get off the pot and write this book and, you know, share this information in this strong way? How long ago was that?
That's a story that depends on how you want to tell time, basically. I started receiving the information from the book, I thought, in 2009. That was when I had the experience that I mentioned earlier where Mary Magdalene came to me in a meditation and asked me to write this book. And I proceeded to, for over the course of several months, to meditate and write this book. And then as I was putting it all together, the downloads came in any particular order. They didn't necessarily come back down in the chapter forms that you see now in the book. And so as I was separating out all the different parts and pieces, like, okay, this is about her life, so that's going to go in that chapter. And this is really about tools and skills, so this is going to go in that chapter. And this is about feminine essence, this will go in that chapter. This is about relationship and so forth. And as I was doing that, I came across some earlier writing in my computer from 2007 that was actually totally a preamble, and it was the beginning of the process of writing the book. And what ended up happening is my life went through lots of changes. I ended up getting married. I ended up leaving a job, going back to school, starting a new career, starting a new job, closing that business, moving again. And then when all the dust settled, it was in 2009. So it looks as though the book started in 2007, and I came across writing from as early as 2001 that was an outline for this as well that I had received in another meditation. It looks like I must have been in the bathtub or something because it's all water spotted and everything like that. So this has been coming to me for a while, but it wasn't until the time and the temperature, the conditions of my life were really right for me to do that. And I think that that's part of my own inward development, my own inner platform needed to be solid in order to be able to receive this material, to work it through me and work it through my life. And then also to be able to hold it and carry it and present it to people, to come and have conversations with people like you and others about it and bring it to the world. Because my prayer and my intention is that I can hold this as lightly as I can so that it can be as big as it wants to be. Because I'm really clear that it's not about me. I'm part of it. And I'm the vehicle that carries it around, basically. And I think that this is true for, I think that we're at a time also where the world is more ready for this information. So I think that there was my own inner timing, and then there was also the outer timing.
Absolutely. And as soon as you're saying that, I've been telling people, when it comes to your purpose and attaching your career to your purpose, and when you find that, this is what I want to speak about. I want to, like, it comes from your heart, and you have this burning desire to share this information. What happens is, for a lot of people, if you're just meditating basically for the sake of it, and not taking consistent steps of action with it to bring it out into the world, it kind of, you're cheating a bit of a gift of a part of yourself that you could be presenting in a way that would empower other women. And that's what's so beautiful about this, is because quite often when people have information channeled to them, it's kind of like they want to hide in the closet for a little while because, it's kind of like I had a situation happen with me in 2007 also. And that's why I'm, it's interesting that you said 2007, that I actually had an intergalactic dragon from the Federation of Light come to me. And I've been painting paintings of these tales from these tales, and about how the universe works, about the perfect structure, about how we aren't in a random place, that there is no time, and but anti-time, anti-space, anti-energy, anti-matter, so that when things come in like this, and when you get in tune with your intuition and you have the insight around it, what happens is you can start using that information and sharing it on such a beautiful level with other people, because it's like, as you said, it's kind of flowing through you. It doesn't belong to you personally. It belongs to the universe. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why you're the one who's chosen to do it. Yeah. And sometimes I wonder, is that just because you actually can hear? What's your thoughts on that?
I think, I've taught lots of people to do the process that I use. Now, that doesn't mean I connect them to Mary Magdalene. I can connect them to whoever or whatever their own divine guidance is. I think that this is a skill and an ability that we all have that's latent, and it's just something that we've been taught not to do. I may have a particular facility at it, but I've also been practicing it for a while too, and I've also been willing to believe in it, because I think believing in it is also it. I talk to lots of people who pull me aside and sheepishly say, well, so I had this happen or I had that happen. Does this mean I'm crazy? And it's like, no, it doesn't mean you're crazy. But that's the concern, is that they're going to be crazy. And certainly.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that, because, that's the scary part about coming out and speaking about, hey, like when I had that experience and I had that dragon show up, and, I called my instructor at the time, Ty Neal, and I said to her, because I was getting ready to go for certification for the UN method, and I said to her, I'm certifiable, but not in a good way.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of fear around that because, you know, Tom Kenyon speaks about that, you know, just really, you know, here he is a psychologist and, you know, downloading information all of a sudden from the Hathors and, you know, and, you know, different, there's many, many people who have had this experience and, you know, so, but a lot of times people would say like, if you're hearing voices or, you know, you're seeing things, you're just crazy. So
right.
can you give us your thoughts around that so that people, you know, to help people overcome that fear and help other people overcome that fear?
Absolutely. One of the earliest pieces that I received and is one of the earlier pieces in the book as well is called Discern Your Own Truth, because it really was a fundamental process for me. And I've sensed it would be for others as well to really learn how do we discern our own truth? How do we learn to stand in that in a way that we're not gripping it and grasping it from an egoic place of this is mine and this is true and so forth, but also not just letting ourselves be blown over if somebody else says, well, how, you know, who says that this is really Mary Magdalene? And it's, you know, so part of it comes down to being able to tune in refining our own vessel, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and recognizing that the fact that we have questions or concerns or hesitations about receiving the material or sharing it with the world, I think is a sign of sanity. I think that that's a good thing. And, you know, when people receive divine information, the thing that to me is very important is, does it feel light? Does it feel empowering? Is it loving? Is it compassionate? Because I would get strong messages from Magdalene about me, about my life, about the message she wanted me to share, about the different topics, because it ran the gamut. But it was always loving and it was always compassionate. I was always much harder on myself. I should be doing more. This should be happening faster. And her response was always, all is well. All is well. This is all in divine timing. And I learned that as I surrendered into the divine timing, thy will, not my will be done type of thing, that amazing and magical things, amazing connections happened at just the right moment, just the perfect person that could do this task or that task for me, or had a connection to just this piece of information that I needed at just this time. It was really quite remarkable.
And absolutely, when you're strong in your intuition, and your perception is there and it's strong, and you'll have that insight to get the answers that will move you forward. And so we want to just strengthen that for everybody, that everybody, you know, everybody has that ability to do that. And we all have a direct line to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we are always in connection and we have that ability to connect to, you know, the divine. And mm-hmm. we are part of the divine because we're all connected and we're all, you know, part of that divine energy. This is Colette Steffen with The Truth is Funny. And thank you so much, Claire. When we return, what we're going to do is we're going to connect with each other on the Higher Self Network and just strengthen some of this for a lot of our listeners. Claire and I'll join forces and just put our energy together to make some shift happen.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic,
vibrant and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
This is Colette Stephan on The Truth Is Funny, and we're back here with my guest today, Claire Sierra. And during the intermission here, we were just talking about how we really are living heaven on earth right now, and about awareness around that. So Claire, would you like to just share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I'd love to say something about that. So oftentimes people ask me, how does this work relate to global transformation? And what I got as a very clear message as part of this book, and something that really required a lot of work and a lot of inner shift happening for me, is to see things, to see where we are as heaven on earth. Not to say that there aren't challenges. We're faced with a lot of challenges right now. And we also are living in a really blessed time. We're living in so much abundance, and yet often our mindset is one of lack. And so when we can make that shift internally to see that we're in heaven on earth and really see that whatever is happening right now is really perfect. It may not look perfect from my ego's point of view of like, this is how I want my day to go, or this is what's supposed to be happening in my life right now. But that to really trust that there's a deeper force, there's a deeper channel of energy moving through us that is really in perfection, and that we can start to tap into that and align with it.
And, you know, for myself, this in, you know, what I'm coming up with for the shift of the week this week, the leading weakness that I just want to energetically shift for people is that, you know, that we are all connected to that source energy, and having that really strong connection, because there's a lot of people that are feeling like, a little bit disconcerted right now because the energy is moving very high. So we want to be strong that we're standing on this planet, you know, left foot and right foot, totally, you know, that even if it feels like it's a little bit shaky ground, what's really happening from studying with Nassim Haramein and, you know, the physics of what's really happening is we are actually always moving. And it is actually absolutely impossible to go back to how things were a second ago. As soon as you think about the present moment, you've already moved into your future. So what we want to strengthen that for everybody, that the body and the mind and the spirit are strong and that are and centered and balanced, so that even if the earth is traveling really quick right now, that we are really strong to being on her at this time, and that that the earth is strong to the speed that we're going at also. And so, and taking that into a more universal level, like being able to take people, you know, from going into your brain, to your mind, to your soul, all souls, into your higher self, into your highest existence, and just strengthening that that connection back down to the higher self, and to the you know, into the souls and the soul and the mind and the brain, and pulling that all the way down through the spine, so that you can feel it in the physical potential that sits at the base of the spine, and pulling that through all the tissues and organs of the body, all the joy and the love and the divinity that is our birthright, and pulling that all the way down through every cell, every subcell, every molecule, every atom, subatom, every nucleus, subnucleus of every cell, all the way down to the tiniest quantum particles of our being. We're, you know, we live in a holofractographic society or a universe, and what that means is that, you know, people come out of people. So everything's in perfect order, you know. Everything is this fear that things are spiraling out of control, and that you know, that people don't have the ability to not to go into overwhelm around that. We want to just strengthen that for everybody, that there's no need to go into overwhelm if it feels like we're traveling a little bit fast. It's one of those things where we can strengthen ourselves, that we can get the answers from our perception, attached to our intuition, having the insight through that divinity and through that connection to the planet, to the universe, to the highest, you know, our highest existence, to all the animals on the planet, all the plants, all the beauty that we see around us. I mean, we live on the most, you know, beautiful place. And, you know, right now, yes, we are traveling faster than we've ever traveled before. The human consciousness is expanding and accelerating as we speak. And that has a tendency to speed things up for people. Is there anything else that you would like to share with everyone here before, you know, we're getting close to the end here?
Yeah, I just love what you were saying. I've just really felt like I felt the energy transmission of that. And I think it resonates perfectly with what I have in the book and the practices that are in the book, because it's really all about connecting to what I call the God line, the spiritual force, the essence. And that happens through the crown. But then there's all these body-centered and creativity-centered practices and grounding practices that connect us and bring us here and now, because it's not about going up and out anymore. It's about being here and bringing our blessing to the planet in whatever way that is. And it'll guide us. It'll tell us what it is when we start taking a few steps.
You're always in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in the right place at the right time, you could very quickly shift that for yourself just by going to your midline, to your spine. If you think about your body as a binary computer, if the hard drive of that computer would be your spine and the components of your spine, and all the memories and all the residuals and the remnants and the sentiments and you know, any hesitations that it's creating for people are held in within the components of that spine. And so, you know, just as you can on a computer delete accumulations of those experiences that would be creating blocks for people, you can just feel your spine for a split second, go there and run the energy so that up and down the spine very quickly, so that, you know, you're clearing that and stepping into your potential. And it's not that people would be able to at this time be 100% infinite potential all the time, you know, 100% of the time, but in those moments when you really connect on that divine level and you connect to that source energy, in those moments, if you take steps of action, that's when you're really going to start moving some energy and, you know, accomplishing your goals with more ease. So if I really want to thank you, Claire, for coming on The Truth is Funny. I've really enjoyed your energy. And like I said, for the last few days, I've been feeling it. And it's very... as I said, sweet. It's just very loving and gentle and sweet, and I really have been enjoying it, actually.
Thank you. That's awesome.
And if you want to connect with me, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com or at crystallinevision.com. I'm on all the social media. I've actually just opened a new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. Please like me. I need constant attention.
I
want to get that going in a bigger way. I'm having a little bit of an issue with my website right now on the events calendar of Crystalline Vision, so we're moving it over to The Truth is Funny, as we can here. And if you want, right now I'm in the process of writing my book, so I'm kind of sitting still, which is not that common for me. And so, you know, if you're wanting a private session, you can book those on crystallinevision.com. Just go to private sessions. And I'm also doing a teleconference series that is called Tidings of Comfort and Joy, and that is leading into the Christmas months. You can find that on The Truth is Funny also. And that is I like to do that every Christmas or every holiday season, because I find that a lot of people, it's not necessarily always the most pleasurable time for some people. Sometimes we've lost, our loved ones, or they've crossed the veil over to the, to the other side, or, things are not maybe feeling really like ho, ho, ho. So, what I'm doing is, putting that out there for people. So, thank you so much, Claire. Thank you, listeners. We will, see you next week at 8:00 a.m. Pacific time for The Truth is Funny. Bye for now. Enjoy the ride.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Thank you.
are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.